Step 3. Pine bank and brush pile. The marker for stop 3 is located at the bench on the left edge of the trail. We invite you to use this seating area while you learn about and enjoy this woodland. By the way, the bench is made from 100% recycled plastic, as are many of the benches along this trail. Behind the bench is a hillside of large white pines. Most of these trees are about 80 years old. They were planted after another pine bank in the same location was destroyed during the historic hurricane of 1938, which devastated southern New England. This pine bank offers a rich sensory experience. Listen to the whispering pines swaying in the upper forest canopy. Notice the soft pine needles underfoot along the edges of the trail, and smell that distinctive pine wood smell. Sometimes, an owl or hawk can be seen perching or heard calling, hunting for small prey here in this quiet woodland. In front of you, just off the meadow trail, is a row of brush piles we have collected from other parts of the sanctuary. Much of the plant material in the brush piles is undesirable invasive plants, which we have removed. It's an effort to manage the sanctuary so these exotic invasive plants don't crowd out our native species. The brush piles make excellent homes for a variety of wildlife, including mice, chipmunks, and voles. These animals are prey for the foxes, coyotes, owls, and hawks that live at habitat. You may see or hear squirrels and chipmunks moving about the brush piles and around the forest. If there is snow on the ground, look for animal tracks around the brush piles. There is a small hill beyond the brush piles that is populated by a mixed, deciduous evergreen forest. Deciduous trees are those that typically lose their broad, flat leaves each fall. Evergreens are trees that typically shed and regrow their needle-like leaves gradually throughout the year, instead of all in one season, so they look green year-round. There is an old stone wall at the top of the hill, which runs parallel to the meadow trail. You'll get an opportunity to look closely and feel the rocks in this wall at stop 4 ahead. On the way to stop 4, feel the bark of the first tree you encounter on the left, 43 feet from the bench. Feel the rough bark of this white pine tree. See if you can reach around this tree with your arms. The circumference of this tree is 65 inches. To calculate the diameter, divide the circumference by 3 and round down. Did you figure out that the diameter of this tree is approximately 21 inches? From the white pine, walk 28 feet and feel the bark of the tree you'll find on the left. Note, there is another tree halfway between the white pine and this tree. This tree's bark is also fairly rough, but it feels quite different from that of the white pine. This tree is an oak. Measure the circumference of the trunk with your arms. It is 57 inches around, so its diameter is about 19 inches. Now proceed 100 feet to the end of this trail, where it will form a T-junction with another trail. There will be a wooden barrier straight ahead of you. You have now reached the end of Meadow Trail. Turn right onto the Turtle Pond Loop Trail. Walk 57 feet until you encounter stop 4 at the bench on the right side of the trail.